For decades, many Prague residents would automatically associate the tall Nusle Bridge, which connects a motorway with the city center, with the suicides that occurred there. Some 300 people are said to have jumped to their deaths below. Now, a leading Czech artist has installed an unusual work right under the bridge as it towers over a park in the city's Nusle neighborhood. The sculpture is meant as a reminder of those who took their lives. Sara Borówka has this story.
Traffic is heavy on Prague's Nusle Bridge, which connects the city to one of the country's busiest motorways via a six-lane highway. In the nearly four decades of its existence, the bridge, which towers some 40 meters above ground, has acquired the nickname Suicide Bridge. It was long synonymous with people jumping to their death, until the city erected tall, chain-link fence railings along its sidewalks in 1997. Now, Krzysztof Kintera, one of the Czech Republic's leading contemporary artists, has built a sculpture under the bridge, where I met him and asked him to describe his work to me.
We are standing just in front of it. It used to be ordinary lamp, but now it's extraordinary lamp, street lamp. What it makes extraordinary is that I think it's the only street lamp on the planet which is enlightening the sky, not the earth.
Krzysztof Kintera was one of the collaborators on David Czerny's controversial Entropa installation. He ranks among the most original Czech artists working today. One day, when he was passing by the park under the Nusle Bridge, he had the idea to install a sculpture at this very spot.
Whenever I'm passing this bridge or I'm around, I always think about this, let's say, dark history of the bridge. And there is a short step later that I was just thinking, it came to my mind that it would be nice to remind and to make kind of memento mori. That was the decision, but I didn't know how to do it because the theme is really, complicated and it's delicate.
Krzysztof Kintera gave his work the title Memento Mori, in memory of all those who took their own life in this place. The sculpture, which could be mistaken for an ordinary city lamp if it wasn't for its twisted neck and the fact that it sheds light towards the sky, features a plaque with this title. It was also meant to include the exact number of victims, but how many suicides have actually occurred here will remain a big question mark, says the artist.
There were many people before trying to get the exact number, but the exact number is impossible to get. They are talking about 250 or 350, something in between. And statistically, they know from the beginning of 90s. But before, during socialism, they had really bad statistics about it, so they only estimate the number. So there is not a sharp number.
The lamp is connected to the same electricity circuit as all other lamps in the city. Krzysztof Kintera says that to realize this, he had to get so many different permits that he almost lost hope it would ever actually happen.
I must say, I feel it as a miracle that it's here, because I didn't believe the city will agree. And the process took about 2 years. At the end of the day, it's very simple. It's just one more lamp in the city, so it's not that difficult.
While Krzysztof Kintera felt that it was appropriate to remember those who jumped from the Nusle Bridge, he says that he has been quite taken aback by the reactions of some people who don't believe that suicide victims deserve to be remembered in this way.
I saw some discussion on the internet which was really horrifying for me, because the reactions of people were really nasty. But I don't think about this.
The mayor of the Prague district where Kintera's Memento Mori street lamp stands will be in attendance next Thursday when the work is officially unveiled.
Sara Borówka reports.